Hi, this is Emma from Local Splash. May I know your name?
Hi, Emma. It's Roel.
Oh, thank you so much for calling us back, sir.
Yeah, did you figure out anything for me?
No, we haven't received any response yet, actually.
I figured it out.
Oh, so what's going on?
I got it solved. So, I went ahead and tried to get all the Google people on here, and that they were able to help me out. And Simple Roofing Group is verified already. Okay?
Oh, really?
Yes. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I can go ahead and take a look just to confirm if it's now showing verified. But just to really confirm, you did the live video verification, correct?
He said I don't need to because it's already verified as a business and also the address. He said the problem was, basically, it got verified under rcdreamhomes@gmail.com, my other email. And he said, basically, all I need to do is log on Simple Roofing Group under rcdreamhomes@gmail.com and switch it to my Simple Roofing email. And then once that's done, then everything's straightened out. And then go back to the other one I've been trying to verify. So delete that one. It's not verified yet.
Give me just a second. I don't
sure.
think we have access to the Google business profile. It's not verified yet. So if you have to delete that, only you can do that.
Correct. That's what he said. But make sure I take the one that's verified already to make sure I switch that email first. And then after I switch it, then go to the other one and then delete that one that's not verified yet.
Just 1 second.
Sure.
All right, I have the account now. I'm going to the Google Business Profile part so I can check the status of it.
Yep. I love it. If that's your daughter, that is the one that my kids grew up. Bingo was his name.
Yeah, he woke up early, so.
Yeah, I remember the days. That's all they'd watch is Bingo, that big dinosaur. I love it.
Thank you, sir. So, yes, I have the account here, and Roel@simpleroofing2@gmail.com is currently listed as a manager. Let's see.
He said that's the one, I think that's what's not verified yet. Is that correct?
This is the one, yes. It's the one showing not verified.
Yes, but he said the one under rcdreamhomes@gmail.com is the one that's already verified.
Can you possibly go to that Google business profile and add us to it?
Yeah, the one RC Dream Homes, you mean?
Yes.
Yeah, so I'm driving because I was at the site at the office because I had to do a live when I was there and I was talking to him. So now I'm going to go home on my desktop. And so could you help me out and tell me how I'd log in to make sure that I'm on rcdreamhomes@gmail.com? On that profile,
yes.
How do I know?
Yes, on your Gmail account, the actual Gmail where you receive emails, or you can even like open a browser and then add an account. So instead of being logged on to the email, Roel@simpleroofing2, switch, log in using the other email, and then that's when you need to go to business.google.com/locations.
Okay, so once I get into RC Dream Homes Gmail, account, basically, go up in the browser and then look for Simple Roofing Group then?
Yes. You can go to your Google Business Profile after you have signed in using the correct email.
Gotcha. Okay, then once I'm logged in there, okay. All right, and then add you guys on there, right?
Yes, sir. Okay. If you're logged into the right email, automatically when you go to the Google Business Profile, you'll see the one that's live.
Okay, and then so a question for you, okay, is I add you guys on there, but then also what I need to do is that when you want me, I can go ahead and change that over to the correct email, roel@simpleroofing2.com?
Yes, sure.
Okay, so let me go to my house. Back to my house so I can get on my desktop, and give me about 10 minutes, and I'll do that. But are you going to be available if I call back?
We will be close in 6 minutes, so I'm just afraid not if it would take more than 6 minutes.
Oh, I gotcha. Okay, I gotcha. Yeah, and you guys will be close. All right. Well, if I speed here and go 100 miles an hour, I can get to my house. You can hold on.
Well, I can call you back tomorrow if I have to.
Okay, all right, that sounds good. All right, you can call me tomorrow then, okay?
Yes, sir. What time will work best? Anytime?
Anytime, you know, because, you know, I work all day, all night, and so you just tell me what the good time is for you, and I'll be expecting your call. What are you thinking?
Yes, sir. I will call you back in the morning just so we could figure it out as soon as possible.
Uh-huh.
Eastern, right? You're Eastern?
Correct. It's almost 7 o'clock, yes.
We are Pacific, so we are 3 hours behind. We are open as early as 10, your time.
10, my time. Okay, tomorrow I do know that I have a meeting that starts at 9 o'clock, and I will not be available till probably around 2:30 in the afternoon. You want to touch base in the afternoon? Is that okay with you?
Totally fine, sir.
Okay, that sounds good. You have a great evening, okay?
It is the same. You stay safe. You have a good one.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Bye.
You're welcome.